Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. It is 10:32 and we are on the record. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
If you join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another glorious day in your kingdom. It's a beautiful day, and we just ask that you continue to bless our county, our state, and our nation. Give wisdom and guidance to our leaders as well as this court, leaders of our nation as well as this court. And we just ask a special blessing today on those who serve in law enforcement and as first responders, as well as our military, Father. They do so much to protect us and save lives, and we just ask that you be with them and their families. Heavenly Father, lead us and guide us and forgive us where we fail you. We ask us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order under Commissioner's Court Item A, which is to consider and approve a proclamation that would proclaim March 2025 as Red Cross Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Let me stop just a second. I forgot to do a time of public comment. So we'll open it up for public comment first. If any individual present in the courtroom or attending remotely has any comments they wish to make about any items that are on today's agenda, if you're present, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we will close this time of public comment, and we have voted on that item. So I see we have Mr. Taylor Shelton, a representative of Red Cross, with today. Would you like to approach the lectern? And this proclamation reads, whereas we celebrate American Red Cross Month in March by recognizing the compassionate acts of people in Jefferson County by renewing our commitment to lend a helping hand to our neighbors in need. Since Clara Barton founded the Red Cross more than 140 years ago, generations have stepped up to deliver relief and care to people in our country and across the world by bringing the best in volunteers and supporters who give back through the Deep East Texas chapter and their unwavering commitment to prevent and alleviate human suffering in the face of our emergencies. And whereas their voluntary and generous contributions shine a beacon of hope in people's darkest hours, whether it's delivering food, shelter, and comfort in disasters and providing critical blood donations for hospital patients, supporting service members, veterans, and their families, saving lives with first aid, or delivering international aid and connecting loved ones who are separated by global crisis. And whereas these volunteers who give selflessly in this work uplift our community to answer calls for help whenever and wherever it is needed, it is for this reason that we recognize the month of March in honor of their remarkable service. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Commissioner's Court that March 2025 is proclaimed Red Cross Month in Jefferson County, and we encourage all citizens to reach out and support this humanitarian mission. Signed by the members of the Commissioner's Court this day. And Mr. Shelton, would you like to say anything?
No, it's an honor to be here. Commissioner Alford was on the board at one time, way back when. So we're just proud. We're going through some changes. We've done some adjustment and locally with management and everything. So hopefully we'll be there for us, and as they've always been, but they'll be here more.
Well, thank you. And Mr. Shelton and I went to college together out at Lamar, and he was an engineering graduate who worked in engineering for many years, retiring from the city of Fort Natchez as their city engineer, but he has been a volunteer with the Red Cross for about 30 years, and we appreciate your volunteerism and service to your community. And
pleasure to give back.
Red Cross has just hired a new director locally, Kim Klein, who's known to all of us because she's worked with several state representatives and state senators and with the Alabama Coushatta. And I have every confidence that she's going to do a great job in leading that organization as we move forward.
Yeah, she's been aboard about 3 weeks now.
Great. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we will move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a lease agreement for request for proposals for a ground lease for a third-party development of aeronautical facilities at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Transglobal Solutions, Inc., beginning March 1st, 2025, and ending February 28th, 2050. Item B is to receive and file bids for IFB for term contract for inmate shoes for Jefferson County with Bob Barker, Charm Tech, ICS Jail Supply, Jab Trading, Ken Heritage, Inc., Mini Wing, and Victory Supply. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a rebid of a term contract for armored car service for Jefferson County for a first one-year renewal with Rochester Armored Car Company, Inc., from April 29, 2025 to April 28, 2026. Item D is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file task order number 7 for professional engineering services for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Garver LLC for engineering services for the airfield lighting system at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $246,640, which will be 90% funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program grant in the next grant application, and 10% budgeted funds pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318-326. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a job order contract with Daniels Building and Construction for county clerk record shelving in the amount of $12,860 pursuant to the Region 5 job order contract. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Steep Meadow Solutions LLC to provide Microsoft software license with security and compliance add-ons monthly for the duration of the grant period for Jefferson County Clerk's Office, an amount not to exceed $15,110 in accordance with the Omnia contract 01170 funded by the election security grant. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with SOE Software to provide design, development, and implementation of a voter education website for the county clerk in the amount of $24,000. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement for renewal amendment 4 with SOE Software Corporation for Clarity Election Suite hosting and support, which will begin on January 1st, 2025 and end on December 31st, 2027 in the amount of $12,285 per year. The original agreement was approved on September 8th, 2009. Item I is to consider and approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A11. for vehicle and equipment repairs for helicopter repairs with Texas Aircraft Propeller and Accessories in the approximate amount of $60,000. Item J is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposal of scrap metal property to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such prices it may command, with the funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Questions. First question would be, did all of these items go through the appropriate protocol in purchasing? Okay. The second one is on H. I'm looking at this agreement. It was originally approved in 2009. Okay. It's okay.
Yes.
All right.
And so that is for election software hosting, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I had one question too on G, this voter education website. Is that a requirement of the state, or is that just something we want to do for our citizens? Do we have anything specific behind that?
I think this is in conjunction with both, that we are working with the tax assessor collector through the Her Voters initiative too. We're going to condense everything into one site.
Okay.
To make it easy for everyone.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the explanation that I got was that MIS takes care of our website, but if you do any kind of specialty things that require interfaces or whatever the technological term is for it, that we have to outsource that to another company.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget amendment for Constable Precinct 6 for additional costs for toner, uniform equipment, ballistic vests, in accordance with the contract and furniture request in the amount of $12,230. Item B is consider and approve a budget amendment for Constable Precinct 6 for request for tablecloths and three banners and logo mat in the amount of $776. Item C is consider and approve a budget amendment for Indigent Health for additional cost for extra health to staff the mobile unit, the amount of $15,500. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for equipment repairs. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for courthouse security for additional cost to replace the security system in the amount of $8,000. Item F is consider and approve a budget transfer for the county clerk for additional cost for shelving in the basement in the amount of $12,860. Item G is consider and approve a budget transfer for Beaumont maintenance for additional cost for a root barrier that we discussed in workshop, the amount of $26,600. Item H is consider and approve a budget amendment for election to cost to update the website in the amount of $24,000, which we just discussed. Item I is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for repair and replace front fence and mechanical gate. Item J is to receive and file the Jefferson County Community Supervision and Corrections Department audited financial statements for the year ended August 31st, 2024. Item K is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $379,916.33 to LaSalle for revenue the county received from entities for inmate housing pass-through. Item L is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for their March insurance reimbursements. Item M is to consider and approve advance funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with Jefferson County Water Control and Improvement District number 10. Mm-hmm. In the amount of $1,929,336.71. Item N is regular county bills, check numbers 526015 through 526211 for the period ending March 4th, and check numbers 526212 through 526431 for the period ending today. Item O is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the district court records technology for the cost of a scanner in the amount of $525. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Willis. Discussion.
I had just a couple questions. Fran, on these stuff for Constable Precinct 6, I noticed that's coming out of the contingency appropriation, where the rest of these budget transfers seems like are coming from other line items. What's up with that?
You didn't have any others.
You just didn't have anything? Okay.
Some of these were
expiring.
And, sure. No, I. That's
what? Expiring.
The vests were expired and they were not custom fitted to the new staff. So that's a large portion of the cost. And then we went through, we sat down with them going through to make sure that the quantities of the uniforms was in accordance with the contract versus what they were.
This is what was asked of the constable of last week. a week last court we had where some things came on and it was brought to the table for it to be held and for the constable and to Tran to get together to go review it.
Right. And then secondly, I just wanted to comment on C. Commissioner Alford, you had mentioned as far as the mobile unit, that
yes.
that amount of money that's come in. I thought you might want to comment on that.
You got a point there, Commissioner. It is direct relief we receive from grants because of our public health department. From January of 2024 through December 31st, 2024, direct relief has provided to the county 45 shipments of medical supplies and medicine to the pharmacy with amount about $848,646.81. Those things have been supplemented and go out as free to our citizens that are in need. So it's been a plus for us. They provide us that mobile unit that we have. It's just been a big plus for the court. Thank you, Commissioner.
No, I agree, and that's why I wanted you to mention it, Commissioner.
$846,000 without cost to the county.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And then finally on letter M, I wanted to transmit the, I talked to Tommy McDonald with Water District 10. They're very, very appreciative. That project is way ahead of schedule. They're doing a great job on that line that they're moving out towards the Neches River. So they wanted to tell the court thank you.
Okay, and on item B, tell me about the tablecloth, three banners, and logo mat.
He's requesting to have some community outreach items, so that's why I asked for it to become separate. I know Constable Warren has a small allocation, and the sheriff has a little bit of an allocation, so this is a kind of the new area. So I had that as a separate item for going to allow.
Should be a one-time purchase.
Keep in mind, Constable, that there are some state laws with respect to vehicles lettering and any kind of other lettering that they're not supposed to have the elected officials' names on them, which could be considered political advertising, and we don't want to go foul of state laws. So be careful, make sure that you have whatever's put on there approved by the county attorney. And also on item A, we won't dip into contingency every year. We're just doing this because you're newly elected. So anything in the future, make sure it's in future budgets, okay? Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And moving on to county commissioners, we've already done item A. Item B is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a demolition waiver in favor of the city of Port Arthur for an unsafe building at 1318 Thomas Boulevard, Port Arthur. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have two items. Considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a terms and conditions agreement for shared community camera program between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont to allow access to focus core surveillance video. Item B by addendum is to consider approving and ratify out-of-state travel to Tulsa, Oklahoma, intercontinental jet for pilots Brian Barber and Alejandro Cantarini. On February 16, 2025, which was unexpected for essential airplane repairs. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Visitor Center, we will have one item to consider and possibly approve the Hotel Occupancy Tax Grant Application Award for Professional Football Capital of the World Museum Foundation, approved by the Jefferson County Tourism Commission, or a motion to amend that suggested award.
The motion to amend would be $4,000 in that amendment.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 1, item A is consider and possibly approve the hiring of Roberto Flores as a reserve deputy constable with Constable Precinct 1 office in accordance with local government code section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under tax office, we have one item. To receive and file an executed resolution to allow sale of property purchased by Jefferson County pursuant to section 34.05A of the Texas Property Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And under Engineering Department, we have three items. Item A is consider possibly approve and ratify the county judge execution of the utility permit O2U25 between Jefferson County and Entergy, Texas for the purpose of power transmission line project along Lawon Road, Green Pond Gully, and South China Road located in Precincts 1 and 4. Item B is consider and possibly approve a replat of part of Lot 3, Block 1, Lovell Farm Subdivision into Tracts 3A and 3B, Block 1, Lovell Farm Subdivision, 3.004 acres of land in Jefferson County, located off FM Highway 365 in Precinct 2. It is in the City of Beaumont's ETJ and has met all of the city and the county's platting requirements. Do I have a vote? Item C is to consider and possibly approve a replat of lots 8A and 8C, Interstate 10 Industrial Park, in the official public records of real property in lot 18, save and except 4.765 acres of Interstate 10 Industrial Park into lots 8A-1, 8A-2, 18A, 18B, and 18C, Interstate 10 Industrial Park out of the HD and BRR Section 15, Abstract Number 45 of Jefferson County, Texas, replat located off Industrial Parkway and Bo Alford Place in Precinct 4, and is in the City of Beaumont ETJ. Replat have met all of Jefferson County's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on those three items?
So moved, Judge.
Second.
It's moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court or any elected official that wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Please.
In Mid-County, we have the Heritage Festival going on this week. So
stole my thunder.
I'll be working the Mid-County Optimus booth, so if you want a well-cooked fried corn dog, cheese, fried cheese, or chicken nuggets, come see me.
And the weather's supposed to be beautiful, so everybody needs to get out there and support all of the food booths and everything. Every bit of the money goes back into the community, so we'd love to have y'all down in Mid-County.
Well, given the new focus nationwide on healthy eating, we'll only eat that corn dog if it's cooked in beef tallow.
Just say gotcha.
Love my favorite.
One thing I want to bring to the attention of the public, please be careful. As you know, we had a major accident on Interstate 10. I always make sure, be careful, because we are under construction all over our county right now. And they're about to add on the Rainbow Bridge, shutting down for 18 months. So please be careful. Thank you.
And that's everywhere on Interstate 10, all through Beaumont to Winning.
Yeah.
On Highway 69 in Port Arthur, it's an intersection with Highway 73, the exit and entrance lanes slow down. Almost every one of the wrecks, according to TxDOT, that have occurred because of excessive speed that has been well above the posted limits in those construction zones. So, just exercise a lot of caution. All right, anything further? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Do you have-